Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Monday, July 5th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Been a fun Independence Day weekend, but now we're going to have to wind it back down now. Get back into the week. Boring, I know. Your local events. Yesterday, shortly after midnight, uniformed patrol officers responded to the mobile gas station located at 615 West Memorial Boulevard in Lakeland in reference to a shooting. On scene, officers located a 34-year-old male victim with multiple gunshot wounds. Officers immediately began securing the scene and rendering aid until emergency medical responders from the Lakeland Fire Department and Polk County Fire Rescue arrived. The victim was transported to Lakeland Regional Hospital, where he succumbed to his injuries a short time later. Prior to the shooting, the victim was pumping gas when two armed suspects began to approach him. The suspects had just exited a vehicle that was parked on an adjacent street. As the victim saw the two suspects approaching, he attempted to flee on foot when he was shot. The two suspects retreated to their vehicle and fled the area. Their identities are not known at this time. Detectives are continuing to follow up on leads, and this is still very early in the investigation. Anyone with information is asked to contact Detective Russ Hurley at 863-834-8973. That's 863-834-8973. Or if you wish to remain anonymous, you can contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida by calling 1-800-226-TIPS toll free. That's 1-800-226-8477. Or from a cell phone, you can dial **TIPS. Your jobs here in the area: Supermad is looking for a laundromat staff member. A high school diploma or GED is preferred. Laser Engineering is looking for a pipe layer or laborer. A driver's license and 1 year of construction experience are required. And West Bay Landscape is looking for an irrigation service technician. A high school diploma or GED and 2 years of irrigation service experience are preferred. A driver's license is required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. tonight and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, that's us, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, whichever is easiest for you. We will love it. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They will greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At
First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 87 degrees out, feels like 97. Cloudy with a 10% chance of rain. The air quality is poor. Maximum UV index is 6 high. Winds east southeast at 7 miles an hour with gusts up to 9. Humidity is extremely humid at 63%. Dew point 73. The cloud cover 95%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:20 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, isolated showers and thunderstorms late in the morning, numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 70% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then numerous showers and thunderstorms after midnight, lows in the mid-70s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 60% chance of rain. Tuesday, tropical storm conditions are possible. Widespread showers with isolated thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s, east winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25, increasing to southeast 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts up to 40 in the afternoon, chance of rain 80%. And Tuesday night, tropical storm conditions possible. Numerous showers with isolated thunderstorms, mainly in the evening, lows in the mid-70s, south winds 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts up to 40, 60% chance of rain. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Pomegranates are sweet, juicy, full of nutrients, including antioxidants, and someday could grow abundantly in Florida. University of Florida environmental horticulture professor Zhanao Deng, who calls pomegranates a superfood, is trying to breed and grow more pomegranates in Florida. He tells MorningAgClips.com this would count as a reemergence of pomegranates that originated in Florida about 125 years ago. About 90% of all U.S. pomegranates grow in California. Not only do honeybees pollinate almond trees, but a component of almond nectar and pollen proves beneficial to bee health. USDA scientists say the compound amygdalin can reduce viruses and parasites that threaten honeybee health. Bees consume the natural compound during almond pollination season. A separate USDA study tracks importation of hundreds of thousands of bee colonies into California for pollination. The Farm Credit Administration had the highest score in the COVID overall category across all federal agencies in the 2020 rankings for best places to work in the federal government. The rankings released Wednesday included 71 agencies. The COVID overall category measures the extent to which employees feel their organization supported their mental and physical well-being during the pandemic, provided needed resources, had leaders who communicated effectively and prioritized their welfare, and successfully delivered on their mission.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The demand for organic fruits and vegetables is higher than supply in the Southeast, according to the executive director of the Georgia Organic Peanut Association.
Because there's not a lot of organic production here, there's just a limited supply, and the difference in that supply is coming from international markets that typically can offer things at a cheaper price, and so then those efforts here locally, it can be hard to compete with that.
That's Perry Cooper, executive director of the Georgia Organic Peanut Association. She spoke to a recent House Agriculture Committee looking at supply chain recovery and resilience following COVID-19, especially on small producers and local ag markets.
It's been very hard for us to incentivize folks to get certified when we can't certify the supply chain. There is just not a scale appropriate supply chain, and folks that are scale appropriate, there's no incentive or support for them to go through the certification process. That's been a huge barrier.
COVID-19 unveiled weaknesses in the agriculture supply chains across the country. Consumers turn to small and local ag producers to fill in the gaps, but those same small producers say they were unaware of programs designed to assist them. Others testify that they were limited by the lack of broadband internet service. Two of the witnesses drove several miles to be online in order to testify.
Hey guys, my name's Buzz Brainerd. You may not know me, but you probably recognize my voice from the Music Row Happy Hour on the Highway on Sirius XM and mornings on Y2 Country. Now I would like to invite you to join me August 10th through the 12th for the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. This is the event for the cattle business, and it's one that you do not want to miss. Come on back to Nashville and CattleCon 21. For all the details, go to convention.ncba.org, and I'll see you here.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks are again closing higher on Wall Street, with the S&P 500 posting its seventh straight gain and seventh consecutive all-time high. And the benchmark index gained 0.8%. The Dow and NASDAQ also rose after a report showed the nation's job market was stronger last month than expected. It's a sign that more workers are returning to the labor force, though there's still a ways to go before it returns to full strength. Some investors say that should keep the Federal Reserve on course to maintain its support for the economy a while longer. The Dow gained 152 points to close at 34,786. The NASDAQ was up 117 to 14,639. The S&P 500 added 32 points to 4,352. New York oil fell 7 cents, closing at $75.16 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Two of tennis's great players on a collision course at Wimbledon.
Top seed and defending champion Novak Djokovic and eight-time former champion Roger Federer are both into the fourth round and on course for another epic showdown. The Serb has won three of their four previous meetings at the All England Club, including their dramatic five-set final in 2019. If they do meet, it will be in the final, and then Djokovic will try and tie both Federer and Nadal with his 20th major title. The women's championship is wide open, with Madison Keys and Coco Gauff the two remaining American hopes. I'm Graham Agars.
Wimbledon's traditional middle Sunday of rest will disappear in 2022. So will the manic Monday that follows it. For one last time, the oldest Grand Slam tournament was quiet as week one of this year's edition ended, and week two will begin with a bevy of action. This is SRN Sports.
In racing, Chase Elliott wins NASCAR's Cup Series at Road America. He'll continue his uncanny success on road courses and wrap up a playoff spot to boot. Kyle Busch took a brief lead on the restart on the 46th of 62 laps, but Elliott caught up with him at turn 11 and had passed him by turn 12. Elliott stayed in front the rest of the way for his second road course victory of the year and seventh overall. Christopher Bell finished second, followed by Busch. It was Hendrick Motorsports' seventh victory in the last eight Cup races. On the links, Cam Davis earned his first PGA Tour title, beating Troy Merritt on the fifth playoff hole at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Davis closed with a 5-under-67. Meanwhile, Cameron Beckman beat Ernie Els in the Dick's Sporting Goods Open and his first PGA Tour Champions win. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for today: friends will wave red flags at you when you have a bad idea. Best friends will pull out their cameras. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. Stay safe and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.